Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Saturday, May 15, 2021 is Circulating Tumor DNA. Circulating Tumor DNA, PTNA, is tumor-derived fragmented DNA in the bloodstream that is not associated with cells. PTNA should not be confused with cell-free DNA, cfNA, a broader term which describes DNA that is freely circulating in the bloodstream, but is not necessarily of tumor origin. Because PTNA may reflect the entire tumor genome, it has gained traction for its potential clinical utility. Liquid biopsies in the form of blood draws may be taken at various time points to monitor tumor progression throughout the treatment regimen. PTNA originates directly from the tumor or from circulating tumor cells, CTCs, which describes viable, intact tumor cells that shed from primary tumors and enter the bloodstream or lymphatic system. The precise mechanism of PTNA release is unclear. The biological process is postulated to be involved in PTNA release include apoptosis and necrosis from dying cells, or active release from viable tumor cells. Studies in both human, healthy and cancer patients, and xenografted mice show that the size of fragmented cfDNA is predominantly 166 BP long, which corresponds to the length of DNA wrapped around a nucleosome plus a linker. Fragmentation of this length might be indicative of apoptotic DNA fragmentation, suggesting that apoptosis may be the primary method of PTNA release. The fragmentation of cfDNA is altered in the plasma of cancer patients. In healthy tissue, infiltrating phagocytes are responsible for clearance of apoptotic or necrotic cellular debris, which includes cfDNA. Levels of cfDNA in healthy patients is only present at low levels, but higher levels of PTNA in cancer patients can be detected with increasing tumor sizes. This possibly occurs due to inefficient immune cell infiltration to tumor sites, which reduces effective clearance of PTNA from the bloodstream. Comparison of mutations in PTNA and DNA extracted from primary tumors of the same patients revealed the presence of identical cancer-relevant genetic changes. This led to the possibility of using PTNA for earlier cancer detection and treatment follow-up. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 047 UTC on Saturday, May 15, 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for circulating tumor DNA. This podcast is produced by Abulsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abulsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin Neural. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.